This call is being recorded.
Now, as this energy moves through you and into all of the people on the planet, all life itself on the planet, that's the plants, the animals, all the people, and even the rocks and stones, all are feeling this light, this intensified light, this consciousness that moves through all life. Know that as this is moving through all, this is also you. You are the light. You are a part of the light. You are the light. You are the oneness, the one consciousness, or the source of all life. And as part of this source, your energy, all energy, is one together. As it moves into all beings across the entire planet, and all feel this energy come through them. The animals themselves feel this energy as it moves into them. It increases their awareness. Just as it moves through all people and increases their awareness. Those that are unawakened as of yet, see them beginning to awaken. See it as those of us here in the heavens look down and we see the ember of light, flickering flame within each individual. And we see this flame becoming brighter and brighter. So too now you see this as all are beginning to flicker their flames within them, and all have this flame. There is no exception to this. It is just that some glow brighter than others. Some, unfortunately, yes, have extinguished their flame within them. But just as a flame can be extinguished, it can also be ignited once again. We want you now to visualize all across the planet, even those that have their flame extinguished, see them now reigniting that flame. First as just a small flicker, then becoming brighter and brighter and more brilliant, and the flame growing within them. This is the eternal flame within all of us. And as this flame grows brighter and brighter, and from your vantage point high above the planet, see now as we see these flames igniting all people across the planet, one right after another. Whereas before there was only just a small flicker, now it is bright, now it is brilliant. As you see this flame becoming ignited in more and more and more people, see with this the consciousness shifting, the consciousness changing within all individuals. That wherever there was fear, there is now only love. Wherever there were shadows, there is now only illumination. All is becoming illumined by the light. You are the catalyst for this. You, along with all of us, but it cannot be done by just us. You have to be the ones that are doing it. Just as you have heard many times, you are the ones you've been waiting for. Feel now as this energy moves through your consciousness and all the consciousness, but all the consciousness as one coming together as one light. See that light now, all of the individual lights on the planet coming together as one huge light, one brilliant light shining out from the planet. The planet is illumined by the light. The entire planet explodes in light. Light is consciousness. The consciousness as well explodes. Allow yourselves now, from wherever you find yourselves, begin to drift back to your physical body. First into the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light, back towards your physical body. But as you merge with your physical body, bring that light, that consciousness, that oneness back in with you, so that it merges into your physical body. It brings this light into your physical body and heals the entire body as it moves in. You as the light, not be anything but the light. Wherever there is light, there is no darkness. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. Although I did not announce myself to this one, James, I am here. And I am here as each time to bring you closer and closer to all that you know within yourself, to help you to remember who you are. For this is what this entire process is all about, this entire ascension process, the transition that you are moving through, is all about remembering where you come from and who you are in the process. Remembering that you are the light, that you are the oneness, you are the source within you. As I am the source within me. All of us are the source together. There is nothing separate from the source. Your minds, yet still being programmed in many ways, hold yourselves away from the source, unknowing most of the time, yet feeling that sense of separation in certain moments where you feel you are not loved, where you feel there is no hope, where you feel there is nothing changing. But yet I tell you as Sananda, as the one who has brought you here, many of you here, I tell you that everything is changing. Changing within yourselves and changing outside of yourselves. Because as you change within yourself, you change everything outside of yourself as well. As you change, another one changes next to you. And as that one changes, another next to them. And so on and so on. And as you begin to spread the light, light spreads to the next one, and to the next one, and to the next one. And soon, all feel the light. All experience the light within them. And even those deepest levels of darkness become illumined by the light. And as they become illumined by the light, they are not ready for this. They have a difficult time with these energies. These energies that you are acclimating to. you are feeling the changes. You are feeling the consciousness shift that is happening, both within you and within the collective consciousness of man. For you are the collective consciousness of man. The collective consciousness of man is you. This is what you have to come to understand. You are your brother and your sister, and your brother and sister are you as well. We are all in this together, my friends. All of us. No one is at a higher level than anyone else. Please come to understand this as well. Even though I may vibrate at a higher level than you, I may experience at a higher level than you at this time. My consciousness may be at a higher level. I am no better or worse than you in any respect. All of those of my brothers and sisters, all the ones that you revere as the company of heaven, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Sanat Kumara, and on, Lady Nada, certainly, Lady Portia, and on with all. We all know that although we appear to be in a higher level of consciousness, does not mean that we are. You do not yet remember who you are, who you have been. When those memories come back, all of this will begin to make complete sense to you. When you begin to look at the idea that there are no accidents, that everything is being orchestrated, then you will come to fully understand those statements. I am Sananda. I so enjoy these times I can be with you. And as all of us are saying, we are all looking for the times where we can be more personally with you. Where you are aware of us as much as we are aware of you. Mm-hmm. All of my peace and love be with you.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We are the one who serves, in case there is anyone out there that does not yet know. And we are here for exactly that reason, to serve, to be a part of your expression, just as you have been a part of our expression. And we continue to love you through this entire process. And it is a process, people. It is a process that you are going through. And it is going to be, at times, a little bit of a rough and rocky road for you, as you was demonstrated to you somewhat here. But we commend you so much for the way that you handled this particular situation. Did we put it up in front of you? No, we did not. We did not, but it was allowed to be. And it was allowed to be because there is a reason for it. It is a reason to show you how the Kundalini energy can be manipulated here. And when the Kundalini energy rises before its time, many things can happen, such as openings into the auric field, openings in from the astral world. And this is what can occur and did occur in this particular moment here, where this one came into some forces that we were able to handle in that moment. This is not to say that this one is in any way in danger or any way has become part of the dark forces or anything of this nature. No, it is far from this. But it is a time that when this occurs, one has to move through it and continue to be in the light. This is the important thing, because as the shadows become illumined, those that were in the shadows that so wanted to stay in those shadows are now being brought up into the light, and they do not like the light at all. Those of you have those memories, not so much memories, but have had the stories, the movies, those things of the vampires and all of this, what do they shun the most? They shun the light. They do not like being in the light. And they cannot be in the light because the light will destroy them in those lower vibrations that they find themselves. But as you continue to move up into the higher vibrations, all of this begins to shift and change. And all of the maladies, all of the things you have been dealing with, all of the frustrations and the anguish and all of these things that are part of this transition will go away. They will simply disappear. And one moment you will wake up, almost literally wake up, and everything will have shifted in the blink of an eye. And you will know then that you have arrived. You have arrived back again. Back again from where you came from. In a sense, home for yourselves. And as Sananda said, when this time occurs, you will understand so much more of what we have been saying. When we say everything is being orchestrated, stay with this, know this. Not only believe this, but know this within yourself, that all is a part of the orchestration. Okay, any questions here for one who serves?
I have a question, since no one else is asking.
Yes.
I have read and I have heard that sound, S-O-U-N-D, can levitate heavy things. And that was done when some of the big stones were placed in the pyramids, and that which has always been a question with many, even the scientists. Is that true, sir?
That is very much correct. Not only sound, it is vibration, and sound creates vibration. But there is a higher level of knowing here that is involved. It is not simply creating a certain sound which will enable you to raise a rock or something of this nature, or a boulder. But it is the sound that is creating the vibration that resonates within you and within the object that you are attempting to raise. It is the synchronization between the vibrations of both. This is what is missing here. So you cannot simply sing a song or chant something out and simply raise a great boulder. But putting this all together, the synchronization between the two is what does this. This is the technology that is coming to you. It is the technology that is already available to some. And as they are able to, they will be releasing this along with much, much more types of technology in terms of energy, free energy. Can you imagine that? Free energy everywhere. Can you imagine those vehicles that you have, your cars, suddenly becoming what is not using gasoline anymore, fuel of any kind? This is already in the process, as you know, what you call the hybrid vehicles and this, and those with electric and these types of things. But this is all a part of the new expression that is coming, where it is becoming released. The truths are being revealed, And many have created these inventions and these different devices in the past, and they were shut up, you might say. They were shut up and shut down, and they were not able to release these many different technologies that have been available for a very long time now. But they will be. They are coming more and more. Just as many of the truths are going to be revealed about your history, who you are, what you are here for, all of those things will be revealed to the masses.
Well, I understand that the cars will have no tires on them anymore, and there will be a technology placed in our car that we will float up a little bit off of the ground or off of the road, not up in the air like a spaceship, but that's the way we will travel. Is there any truth in that?
Yes, but not so much taking your vehicles as you know them now and converting them, but bringing about that which you already know as the replicator. When the replicator is introduced to the masses, how that will change everything in that time frame. Because everything will be a part of the replicator in terms of whatever you can imagine, whatever you can visualize will be manifested instantly by this device. This is a precursor, though, to your own replicator within you. You are the replicator, you see. And
that
as
is a
you.
The Merkabah?
That is part of it, yes. And as you become, go through this, to finish this transition, you might say, and move through your ascension process and into the higher levels of the fifth dimension, you will begin to more and more be able to instantly manifest anything you wish. That is why we say the replicator will be within you. The replicators, though, as they are introduced, as a device, they will be a part of the transition that you will go through.
Thank you so much. That's exciting. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
Yes. This is Diane in Wisconsin. And I would like to ask, I was listening to a webinar with Jim Self, and he was talking about some major tipping points for humanity and the Earth, and that there were going to be unintended consequences, and then was talking a little bit about the huge bubble of baby boomers that are ready to come of the retirement age and how many people, like 10,000 people per day, are retiring. And he just said, if you think the government's going to take care of you, just see what they're doing with the health care. And I understand we're going to have to go through some rough transitions to, you know, dismantle the house of cards, which is now the government and our finances. But the Pollyanna part of me wants it to not be hard on people. So could you just speak to that a little bit?
Yes, this is also all part of the orchestration as we speak of here. So all that you know of as the government and everything that is happening there will all be shifting in consciousness. And those within the government that are in there now, speaking specifically of the government here in this country, America, you are going to experience a changeover within this government, not too far off here as we are beginning to see more and more here. And those that are a part of the corruption within the government will no longer be there. Now, this also goes for other countries as well. As everything comes more and more into balance, this is what it is all about. This is what the transition is bringing, is balance. Not only within yourselves, your individual selves, but in the collective consciousness as well. Everything is coming into balance. There will no longer be the haves and the have-nots. Everyone will have, you see. That is where you are going here. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
One who serves Could you tell us more about the significance of the Lion's Gate so that we'll be more aware? I understand the intensity of this will be particularly so on Tuesday, just a few days from now. Could you tell us about
this? Yes, what we can tell you is the energies are increasing dramatically at this point. And these heavenly expressions that are coming are a part of this increasing of the energies, the waves of energies that are still yet coming. You have gone through several of these waves of energies now into the planet, but there are more heading your way, many more here. And they are the many events that we spoke of some time ago here that are nearly in the process of occurring here. And as they begin, it will be as a tsunami begins to move across the planet. Will be a tsunami of love, a tsunami of truth, a tsunami of oneness that will take over all across the planet. So everyone will begin to feel it. This will lead up into what is being called the event, that pulse of energy that will come into the planet in one particular moment. It will last for some time. It will not be an instantaneous here you are now, and now you're in the fifth dimension. No, it will not be like that. It will still be a part of the process, but it will be something that will accentuate the entire process in that moment, if you can begin to understand this. We have given you somewhat glimpses of this within your meditations that you have been working with. And we continue, for those of you that wonder, why do we do the same meditation over and over? It is because it is important. It is important to for you to know that you are a part of spreading the light, spreading this consciousness shift, that you are a part of this wave, this tsunami wave here. And without you, as Sananda has said, it would not be. This transition would not be. There would only be a few here and there that would be going through this and ascending. But this is a mass ascension we are speaking of here. And for a mass ascension to occur, there must be shifts and changes that are being brought into the planet to accentuate this, to accelerate this. And this is what is occurring here. Okay?
Is it like crossing a threshold and we're not the same afterwards, and there's no going back, we just go forward?
That is almost correct. You can go back, though, and that is what many of you are here to do. When you have crossed this threshold, as you are saying, or the finish line, as Sananda has said, then you are able to, as you are in those higher vibrations, once you are there, you are able to come back at will. You will learn this. You will be trained to do this, that you can come back and then assist others in also moving across this threshold or finish line. Yes. And also to add to your question directly about the particular events that are coming in terms of celestial events, these are very important as they are part of this great orchestration that has been brought about by Prime Creator here. All of this is a part of this, and as you move in through this continuing month here and into the next one, you will begin to feel these energies accentuate everything within you. This is why we speak, fasten your seatbelts, because the road might get a little rocky for you, a little bumpy. Okay?
Thank you.
Any other questions here?
I have another question since no one has come in right now. You're talking about, and we have been advised, and I know, that those will come back. Some will come back. How do we come back? Will we be changed? And that's why some of us are taking our physical body, so we can come back. And I hope I'm not making this question a double and, you know, more confusing to you, but I've often wondered how we must be changed, but we can't be changed that much if we're coming back, in my estimation, to help those. We'd have to look like them, and maybe they could recognize us. Could you please help me?
Yes, you are in a little bit of a quandary here in the terms of come back. And we apologize for maybe bringing about some confusion here. You are not necessarily coming back from any place. It is not a place that you are going to. It is a level of consciousness that you are ascending to. This is the difference here. And as you move up in consciousness, then you are also able to move back, just as you do each time now. When you feel a sense of bliss come over you, when you feel a good, wonderful feelings come over you, and you even do not know where they come from. Why am I feeling so good in this moment? And you question it, and you wonder about it. And as you question it and wonder about it, it begins to bring you back down, back into the lower levels of it. You see? Do not question it. Just be there in that vibration, in that higher vibration, and feel it. Be it in that moment. And as you are being it in that moment more and more, you will continue to stay in that moment more and more, and in the higher vibrations. And as you then are in the higher vibrations in a more permanent state, in other words, you are at the point where you do not have to come back if you do not want. You do not have to fall back anymore. This is what the ascension is about, is being able to move on and not have to return. But we say many times that because of who you are, those of you, the warriors that are out there, that came here with Sananda and are part of this expression through this transition here, you are the ones that are here to do this. You came, you volunteered here to be a part of this, and it would be unlike most of you to just move on and say, well, that's enough, I've done my job here, and I'm moving on. That is not you, for the most part. Most of you will say, well, I've arrived, and now I need to go back and help those others to arrive as well. You see?
So that is the one of the 144,000?
Yes, that is correct. And there are also more than that who have come after this.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So I have a question. When you say that we move up to the higher consciousness and then turn around and come back, are you saying our vibration is going to lift to the fifth dimension? And then when we come back, do we maintain the higher vibration, or does it come back down?
That is correct. When you have arrived in the higher vibrations, in the fifth dimension, if you want to call it this, and you are coming back to assist others, then you are coming back, but with yourself. You are coming back as who you are. And that is how you will be able to demonstrate to those that you come back to help what you have become, how you have ascended, these types of things. You see? This will help for others to then follow after you.
So you will stay at the fifth level of consciousness.
You will stay within that level, yes, and still be able to be here, almost as if there is a shield around you here within the third dimensional illusion, as long as the third dimensional illusion continues on, which will not be forever. It will eventually be dissipated entirely here within the earth, and there will only be the higher fourth and fifth and upper dimensions beyond that.
Thank you.
As of right now, Gaia herself is holding a place for all of you here within this third dimension, but only temporarily.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. On Wednesday, I experienced what I believe the fifth dimension, and I have a lot of pictures that I took of the clouds and everything that I saw. I went to bed, and the next day I was back into the lower three dimensions. Slowly today has my vibration has risen a little bit more, but I'm wondering, is my question is there a reason why I was in the fifth dimension and quickly went back down to the third dimension the very next day?
Yes, we have said many times there are glimpses for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. You are getting glimpses of what is beyond the veil, which of course you are beginning to hopefully understand that it really is no veil. But as you are getting the glimpses, seeing into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions, these are glimpses for this, what is coming for you. And then as you let go of this or begin to shift out of this, you find yourself back within the programming again. And then you need to find something or allow for something to lift you back up again. And this is how the process has been going as you are going through this transition period. Eventually, though, you will have gone into that higher state and be able to remain there.
Thank you.
We need to release channel here now. Only to say, though, that for those who are going to participate in the coming weekend here, much has been planned here. Much has been scheduled, you might say, on our part to not provide entertainment for you. We are not in the entertainment business, although one of us is, but not for the most part. We are not here for your entertainment. We are here to be mentors to you, to assist you and to help to train you to become mentors to others after you. This is the process here. We help you. You help us in the same capacity because then you are helping others as well. And that is what you are all here to do. Shanti, peace be with you. Either way.
God bless you.
Welcome back.
That really explained things much better.
What did?
What was said?
What was said?
That we
more
don't
specifically,
actually
please.
Keep going up and down like
oh,
a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Once we get there, I mean, we go to sleep, we wake up in this ascended state, and we stay there. But we have a choice if we want to reach out and help, or we don't.
Correct.
Because I was saying we had to go.